everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker. You ready, Meredith?
I'm ready.
Good. One, two, three.
Happy New Year!
All right. Happy New Year wishes going out around the world, because if my calculations are right, and gosh, I hope they are, then this is episode number 151, and it is, as of today, the year 2010. And I just know that 50 years from now, 100 years from now, they're going to look back at this podcast and, you know, a gazillion other things too, and say, gosh, didn't they look funny back then? Oh, hey, if you guys are watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video down there is extra links and supporting information and stuff like that. Now, let me tell you about my co-host, Meredith Locker. Now, let me tell you about her. She is very serious about this hypnosis and hypnotherapy stuff. She's got a master's degree. She's an excellent student. And now she's an excellent hypnotherapist located in the Los Angeles area. And if I had a friend or family member in the Los Angeles area and I wanted to get them worked on with really advanced hypnotherapeutic techniques, I'd send them to Meredith, because she's a brainiac, she's a dog lover, and gosh, she really knows what she's doing and gets results. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so great, Cal. How are you?
I'm so excited about this next year. I know things are going to be great, and I hope we all can do great things together.
Yes. You know what I'm going to do this year, Cal?
Ride bicycle with me.
That may just happen in 2010, as I intend to buy a house back in Orange County.
Awesome.
There you go. But what I do plan on doing this year is retaking your course. How much fun will that be?
Oh, man. See, and I wanted you to co-teach part of it with me, so now I can just make it an assignment.
Well, yeah, you'll just put me on the spot is what you'll do. I know it.
So now Meredith is coming up, and she's going to teach you about the secret language of feelings.
Oh, I would love that. That's one of my favorite things to teach.
Cool.
But you can't stand there and criticize me behind my back.
No, I'll be standing right next to you and going... No, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't have you up there unless I knew you could do it.
Well, that's good. I'm very happy to have your confidence. But won't that be fun? I mean, I think that we get this information in a whole different way, on a whole different level when we take it again, and I'm really ready for it at this point.
Now, are you going to be in the March class?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Ooh. Hey, you guys and gals out there. So I've got a March class coming up here in 2010, and it looks like Meredith is going to be in the class. So come take the class. Rub elbows with me and Meredith. I know it's going to be the best class I've ever done.
Yes.
And Elron will probably be in there too.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be fun. Old times.
All right.
I just have to make sure it doesn't conflict with my cruise. I'm taking a cruise to the Caribbean in March. How do you like that?
Oh, I'd like it better if I was going.
Yes, you should come. You can.
The Caribbean?
The Caribbean. Won't that be fun?
Where are you going to Carib at?
Gosh, a whole slew of places. St. Thomas and a whole bunch of places that I've never
been
before.
Sun, cigars, rum.
There you go.
Sounds like a good time. Maybe an occasional Carib beer.
Yes.
All right. Good. Well, why don't you proceed then?
All right. Well, I don't know if you guys really know who Cal is. I know who Cal is, and I know that he is the master trainer. He is the developer, formulator, creator of 5PATH. He is the creator of 7th Path Self-Hypnosis. He wrote the book The Secret Language of Feelings, the book Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy. He is the man who has all of the experience that you want, and that's probably why you're tuning in right now. And I'm very grateful to be a part of this show, but really, it is the Cal Show. I'm just a co-star.
And a fine, fine partner you've made.
Indeed. Well, we've got more questions, Cal.
Oh, let's go.
All right. Did you have anything else to share, or did you want to go right into it?
Gosh, I don't know. You know, if you want to know more about my class schedule, go to hypnosiscenter.com. I've got hypnosis.org, everything about hypnosis. And if you want to know about more about this show, go to our fan page on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/hypnosiscenter. hypnosis, etc., etc. That's it. Let's roll.
All right. Well, we do need your questions. I usually say this at the end, but just in case you guys cut out early, which some of you might, we do want your feedback. We want your questions. Just down here, if you're watching this on calbanion.com, you can post feedback. You can post questions. I do look there. I also check out our Facebook page, and you can post there at facebook.com. Is it / Cal?
Yeah.
/ I always get that rip.
Now, just so you know, unless you're like one of them crazy computer people that works with, you know, programming and stuff, they're the only people that use / Normal everyday people with normal everyday computers use normal everyday / which are /
See, we learn something every day here. Just keep tuning in. / hypnosis, etc. So you can go there. You can also go and if you haven't already joined, join ourhypnospace.com. And you can, I mean, gosh, there's so many different groups in there. You can create your own group if there's something that you're interested in that you don't find there. But there is an Ask Cal group where you can post questions, and I do check there. You can also email me, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. But some people have written in, and some people have been very patient. Thank you so much, because we kind of got off on a tangent and haven't gotten to questions in a while. But here's a question from Carla. Carla would like to know, she says, my question's regarding the thinking mind. During our pre-talk with our clients, prior to inducing, and she says trance, but I'm going to replace that with the hypnosis, for the AR session, we inform our clients to feel the answer, not think it, to get a subconscious response. However, once the client is in age regression, we're asking, what are you thinking? I have had some clients after the session tell me that I confuse them by first saying, don't think the answer, feel it, and then later asking them, what are you thinking? How would you explain this to them? Would you help us to understand this better as well?
You know, I don't always use that phrase. I like that phrase. I use it from time to time. And I think I picked that up from Stephen Parkhill, someone who was trained with Jerry Kine. And it's kind of, I think it's his way of trying to get the person to really focus on the emotion. And so we're talking about age regression, and we've taken somebody back and they're at a SSE or the ISE. And we say, what's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How old are you? And is it familiar or new? And if I have someone that seems to think too much, I mean, they just so much in their head and not connected to their emotions, that's where I would borrow that phrase from. It's either Stephen Parkhill or Jerry Kine. And that is, don't think the answer to this question. Feel it. Now, so that's just a technique, and I will use it sometimes, and I don't use it all the time, but it's a really good technique. I haven't found that people get confused. Sometimes what happens is new hypnotherapists, you know, maybe they've seen a handful of clients, and they'll have an issue. You know, they're not so elegant and smooth yet with the process, and the client will get confused. But after a while, you become better with your words, and your instructions are less confusing. And also, when you've only seen a handful of clients, anything that comes up seems like a bigger issue. Like someone says, I'm confused when you say, you know, what are you thinking and what are you feeling? You know, this kind of stuff. And if it comes up once, when you've only seen 5 clients, it seems so big. But when you've seen, you know, thousands of clients and it comes up, you realize it's just kind of a very small blip on the radar. So really, the thing is, when I use it, it's someone that's in their head too much. I want them to really focus on that feeling. And so what I will often say instead of that is, really focus on that feeling, okay? And tell me, what's the name of that feeling? And is that feeling familiar or new? And really, the idea is to get them focused on the feeling, and also make sure that the unregressed part, or what we call the adult of the client, doesn't answer. We want the client who's in the regressed state. So, for example, I've got my client, say my client's 40 years old, and I've done the regression, and now I'm at a time in their life where they're 5 years old, and that is an aspect of themselves. That's the 5-year-old component of themselves. Make sure you say, you know, what's happening, and how old are you? And then as soon as you get how old they are, that becomes their name. Okay, 5, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to feel the answer to this, not think it. And you say, you know, is that feeling familiar or new? So it's the idea of you wanted to really focus on that feeling when they answer it. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, what I like to say to people, you know, instead of just saying to feel the answer, I like to say this is about a gut feeling about the answer. You know, that we can sit there and think about the answer to something, or we can go with the gut. And the faster we answer, the better. But the gut feeling is the right answer, you know, in this process. And so I think people understand when you're kind of going from the gut that even when I ask you, what are you thinking, that it's your gut answer, what am I thinking? It's just what feels right, what comes to mind first before sitting there and thinking it through. Does that make sense?
Excellent. And a whole bunch of, we could spend the whole episode on this. One of the things else you can do is really have them locate that feeling in their body. And a lot of times, especially working with weight loss, they will feel it in their gut. And they'll say, oh, I feel it down here, or I feel it in my chest. And you say, okay, focus on that feeling. As you focus on this feeling, is that feeling familiar or new? And if they take too long to think about it, go, just like you said, Meredith, I'll just say something like, first impression, 1, 2, 3, familiar or new. And we really want to just not have them overthink it, because as I teach in my classes, there's three levels of the mind. There's a conscious mind, subconscious mind, and unconscious mind. And when we're dealing with feelings and emotions, they're really in the subconscious mind. And when we start thinking too much, we're actually moving away from the emotion, because only one aspect of our mind thinks, and that's the conscious mind. So the conscious mind thinks. If they overthink it, they're actually moving away from the feeling, and the emotions are generated in the subconscious mind. And then the unconscious mind, that's the part of us that regulates our body and makes our body feel certain things. The unconscious mind then responds to the emotions generated in the subconscious mind, making us feel. So as we have them take their attention to the place where they feel it in their body, then what happens is they are more in that subconscious, unconscious part of themselves. Beautiful. Anything else, Meredith?
Well, sometimes if somebody seems to be having a hard time identifying the thoughts behind it, I might even say something like, you know, and, you know, as they focus, you know, on that feeling, and where is that in your body? And they tell me, you know, it's in my chest. And, you know, well, if your chest could talk, what would it say? And sometimes people handle this well, and sometimes people go, huh, you know, but sometimes it's another way of poking at it and getting an answer. Sometimes you can get what they're thinking from that question.
Mm-hmm. I do it a little slightly different. Rather than say, what would your chest say? I say, that feeling inside of you, if it could speak, what would it say? Or I'll say, what does it want? Because if it's an uncomfortable feeling, as I talked about, we talked about the secret language of feelings in the last episode. These primary feelings, sadness, anger, loneliness, these kinds of feelings occur because we're not getting a need, want, or desire fulfilled. And so there is a wanting. So we can say to them, that feeling inside of you, if it could speak, what would it say? What does it want? And that can be very insightful. And when they tell you what, it's a funny thing. They say, when they respond with what they want, they're really telling you what they're thinking that's generating the feeling. And once you understand what thoughts generate what feelings, then they can actually tell you what they're feeling by telling you what they want, which is what they think.
Yes.
Boy, someone's got to rewind that to hear it all over again to get that. Does that make sense to you, though, Meredith?
It made perfect sense, and you're so right. I love asking them that question. You know, what does it want, or what do you want right now? And sometimes they can identify what they want more than they can identify what they're thinking. What they're thinking, that question will just kind of throw them off. And so we have to be just right in there, you know, right in the thick of it with them, not kind of observing from a distance, but right in the thick of it with them, getting a feel for what's a stumbling block for them, always ready to come up with a different way to get it out of them. And, you know, what does it want, or what do you want right now, if you really know that they're revivifying? You know, great way to find out what they're thinking.
And for you guys that haven't heard that word before, revivifying means to relive the experience. Good. Anything else? Are we ready for another question?
I think we're ready for another question. All right, we've got about 4 minutes left here.
Ooh, speed round.
The pressure is on. All right, this question is from Helen, and Helen wrote in to us at our HypnoSpace. Thank you so much for posting this on our group. And she said she's been contacted by a Polish gentleman who's lived in Ireland with his wife for around 10 years. Now, Helen works in Ireland, so she is Irish. And his English is very good, but apparently his wife has been very resistant to learning the language. They've lived in Ireland for 10 years. And in 10 years, she has refused to learn English. And so he wanted to know if hypnosis could help her to learn English. And so Helen's wondering, you know, is this possible? And then her other question is, you know, I would have to work with him as an interpreter, or even another person as an interpreter. And what are your thoughts on that?
Okay. Gosh, there's a lot there. Let me, and this was the speed round, right? And first of all, I've never worked with an interpreter. I highly recommend that you don't do that. Of course, if that's the only way it can be done, you could do it. But gosh, don't use her husband, because her husband, you know, the person in hypnosis can lie and they can hold back information. And they may hold back information that's really important in making the change that they want to make, so as to not make their husband feel, you know, angry with them or bad about it, or feel guilty about the situation if he contributed in any way. So I'd hire another professional interpreter if I did that. But gosh, I would never even, I can't think of a time when I would use an interpreter. I mean, it would have to be like nobody else could help that person. So I don't recommend that. Now, learning the language. It doesn't even sound like this person's really tried to learn the language. Is that what you get from that question?
Well, he's not quite sure if she hasn't really tried, or if she, you know, is trying but struggling with it. I think he's just trying to find answers for his wife.
Okay. This is the deal. You know, just about anybody, just like everybody can learn to draw a little bit. Everybody can learn to speak another language a little bit. And, you know, there's a reason that person is holding back. Maybe it's, just as an example, maybe they're afraid to make a mistake or be teased about it, or, you know, feel uncomfortable trying new things. That's why I haven't learned Spanish yet, as a matter of fact. I'm sure that I'm going to be, you know, teased when I start speaking Spanish. So, I should probably work on this myself. You know, nobody's perfect. Hey, and let me say that FivePath, what you need to do is go ahead and phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing. Find someone that can FivePath her. And that is, you know, you're going to prepare for hypnosis and make sure she goes to proper level of hypnosis. Do age regression to find out what the blockage is and neutralize it. And then I'm not going to go through all of FivePath. I've talked about it before. Let me just say something about in the age regression, for example. And that is that when you do the insight techniques like age regression, they have an epiphany, an aha experience, and they go, ah, and we actually have them say, I've changed because now I know, and I've changed because now I feel, putting an ending on both those sentences. And they have an epiphany, that new understanding, that insight. And when they have that insight, it puts them into a state of what I call hypersuggestibility. And in hypersuggestibility, the individual is able to accept suggestions permanently. So as soon as you've done the age regression work, then you want to say, now that you've had this insight, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. And then you follow it with a suggestion. For example, you're now open and excited to the world that's going to open up before you as you begin to learn this new language. Now that you know the reason you've held it back, whatever it was that was learned in the age regression, you're going to be able to powerfully accept these suggestions, that your brain is just as good as anyone else's brain when it comes to absorbing new information. And so now as you apply yourself to this new, almost hobby of yours, of learning a new language and the excitement of new friends and new opportunities that it's going to have for you, allows you to accept this suggestion that you're going to be able to soak up this language more powerfully than you ever could have before. And I would do it kind of like that. How's that sound, Meredith?
Sounds beautiful. I think that we have answered these questions tremendously well today, Cal.
Let me just insert one thing. As I was saying that, you noticed the kind of energy I was putting into it?
Yes.
That's really the kind of energy I'd use in the session. Because, you know, energy and emotion is power. And I want to get that in there into the person. So I won't be going, now that you understand that all this time you've just been afraid of criticism. Now, I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to be excited because I want the person to be excited about this prospect of learning the new language or making the change. Okay, I just had to get that in.
Yeah, well, and it shows your level of belief in what you're saying as well. I mean, it really supports what you're saying. It gives it a foundation.
Excellent. I'll drink to that. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yay, Happy New Year.
Just coffee, though.
We're toasting with coffee here. No eggnog or anything like that. Wonderful. Make it a fabulous year. You know what? People are going to need our help with their New Year's resolutions. And as hypnotherapists, we are happy to be there for them. May it be the most prosperous ever to all of you. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Go to calbanion.com. We have over 100 of these videos. Become a VIP member. You get instant access to everything that's been done, audios, videos, all that stuff. And then also go to our HypnoSpace. Get in on the conversation. And let's see, hypnosis.org. Everything hypnosis. That's enough. Cal Banion, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.